We good? Are we back? It's recording now. It's recording. The people that like, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just going to fess up because it's a new year, new me, and I don't want to start off with like a lie, right? I forgot to record. I forgot to record. So like you missed out on about 30 minutes. Is that done? I apologize. But the good thing is, like, I didn't really say anything interesting. So you don't really miss out on anything. But now we can chat for about like 30 minutes to an hour. Yeah. Toast crust. Happy New Year. Bunny my mind. Happy New Year. Thank you very much, Super Chat. Pray that your 2023 will be filled with more happiness, laughter, and fun memories to come. I think I'm like cautiously optimistic. I'm just gonna tell you because I'm like pretty healthily buzzed now, right? We finished. The dungeon. Not to spoil anything, but for D&D, the dungeon is like done. So now the next time we play a session, it's gonna be like open world, right? And we finished, and I remember telling the boys, like, hey, I, like, don't want to pressure you into doing things that, like, you don't want to do. So, like, there's, like, no pressure whatsoever to, like, continue playing D&D if that's not your thing. And then you can bow out here. And we had a good run and, like, made some pretty good, like, videos and stuff like that. And you guys can say, like, you know, D&D's not my thing. And then, like, I won't take it personal. And I wouldn't take it personal because I don't want them to not have fun. But like all three of them were like, no, we'll play more. And it's like, oh my heart. Oh. Yeah. It was good. I got a little sappy and then it made me a little happy. Yeah. Toast crust, thank you very much for the super chat. Sato Meow, happy new year. Thank you very much for the super chat. Ainsley, thank you very much for super Akasuba. Woo! Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Okay, back to chatting with you guys. You got them hooked in now? I think so. I hope so. I don't know. I'm just so, like, paranoid. I don't want to force people to play a game that they don't actually want to play. But, I mean, all three of them said they wanted to play. So, yeah. Oh man, it's a new year. End of dungeon, this is still in the campaign. Yeah, it's like the tutorial dungeon. I wanted them to get like a good feel for like what their characters and classes were like, how to do their combat moves and stuff like that. And then now we jump into like the actual game. And there is a plot. Retell the story. No. I'm not gonna do it. I don't wanna do it. Why are we woohooing? I wasn't listening. There's an Akasuba, and I was woohooing because it's like the new year, right? We're like 2 or 3 minutes into the new year. Feeling pretty good. Got like a heavy buzz going. I'm pretty much done with the first White Claw. I've got three of them. No. I have one left. I drank one off stream to pregame. I drank one right now, and I'm almost done. You hear that? And then I got a third bad boy ready to go. He hates us. Oh my god. I can't do it. Will you be around for the Alaska New Year? Maybe? Is that one hour? I don't know. Hell yeah, download a car. I would too. You wouldn't 3D print a car. No, I would. I would absolutely. Graham's the lightweight for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kicking back some claws, yeah. Was the gnome cleric there because the boys lacked a healer in their trio? Dark Zexy, actually, no. The dungeon that I'm running is actually like a pre-made module from. It's an official module from Wizards of the Coast, so it's like really easy to run. If you have never played D&D or like a tabletop before and you want to jump in but it's intimidating, I highly recommend. I highly recommend, like, that module in particular is really, really good. It's easy to run, and it's just good. I think it's fun. The healer was supposed to be Altor, maybe. Yeah, Paladins actually make decent healers, I think. They make, like, pretty good healers. They typically don't want to waste the spell slots on healing spells because you want to smite with it, but you can heal in a pinch, for sure. Yeah. 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 Oh, good night, Ainsley. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate it. We're just going to be chatting for, like, 30 minutes to an hour, and then I'll call it. Yeah. What's the biggest size of a D&D group can be without overbearing? I personally think the ideal D&D party is between 3 and 5 members, with 4 being like, 4 is like what every official D&D module is like tuned around. It's tuned around 4, right? I like 3, specifically because like the perfectly balanced D&D party with 4 people can cover like every single base when it comes to like skill checks and stuff like that. And then it becomes a little bit too like cut and dry. I like 3 because with 3 it's impossible to fill like everything. So like people are just going to be like, they're going to have to use like ingenuity in a lot of situations where like they just don't have like the skill set to solve that. Like case in point would be, actually we're done with the session so I can do this, right? There was... No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to do it. I was thinking about like a puzzle that they left unsolved, but I think even for like a Zatsudan, I don't really want to spoil anything. Just in case we have like people that are going to go on to play Sunless Citadel, the module itself. Like I don't want to spoil anything. So yeah, no spoilers. Exactly. Yeah. Neil Villa, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. You wouldn't download a car? I would absolutely download a car. Not only would I download a car if I could, I would download it twice. And then because like in my brain, it's just like, I don't know whether this like good thing is going to last. Right. And like if everybody could download a car, then there's no point in downloading a bunch of them to try to sell them. Right. Because like, it's just like arbitrage. I don't really believe in arbitrage. Anyways, but I would download 2 of them because I want the spare parts for like the first one. Right. Like what if the car breaks down? Then I could go to the second car that I downloaded and then pull out the spare parts and like cannibalize it and then put it into the, yeah, I would. So to answer your question, I would download 2 cars. I would. Fi-Fi, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Hope you have a good one. Minx, Happy New Year. Vispadre, Happy New Year. Thanks for all the great memories this year and looking forward to what's to come from a fellow DM. Can't see what's next. Minx, aka Twerk for Vesper. Happy New Year. Okay. Spoiler, the Sunful Citadel comes in and kills the boss and you have to fight it. Nah. Days, thank you for the super chat. Happy New Year. Okay. Let's finish out this White Claw and get the last one going. Okay. I should probably drink some water in between. Let's go ahead and do that. Twerk for Vesper. Wafflestein says, Curiobot has been getting really warm crying from how he's been talking. You guys have no idea. It gets really weird. It gets like extremely weird. Like I said before, episode 4 of our 9 episode D&D series that I've been running is at like a 30% out of 100. It's like at a 3.5 out of 10. It gets really weird, but he didn't break like my 2 cardinal rules. So like I just had to allow it and it's just like let's just see where it goes, right? Yeah, it got really weird. Maury, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Can't wait for all the memories to come. We're off to a good start. Yeah. I feel like this last... There's been a lot of, like, firsts I've been experiencing, like, back-to-back. And, like, actually enjoying a new year. You guys ready? Let him cook. I actually Googled it. I thought it was a Breaking Bad thing, but I Googled Let Him Cook, and I agree with it, and I like it. I like it a lot. It's a good meme, and I think I'm going to integrate it into my own like lifestyle because I like fundamentally agree with it on a philosophical level, right? I fundamentally agree with Let Him Cook or Let Them Cook on a philosophical level, where it's just like, even if they're wrong, let them cook, right? Let them cook. How can they ever learn without, like, you shouldn't shame people for being wrong, right? I don't know. I don't know. Like, as a scholar, right? As a scholar, the thing that I value above everything else in life is learning. That's what I value more than anything else, right? And like the very like concept of learning means that you went from like wrong to less wrong. I'm not going to say right because I believe in verisimilitude, which is like we can't ever be right. We're just like we're just narrowing stuff down, right? Do you guys know about that concept? I like the concept a lot. I heard about it in my astronomy class. That professor that I really like, and it like stuck with me, right? I think I already went on a rant about it, but yeah, I'm gonna open the second one. Good stuff. Nothing sucks more than trying something out of your comfort zone than getting embarrassed for it. Yeah, it's just like let him cook, right? Let him cook. Let him have fun. Do not judge for making a mistake. Judge them for not wanting to. Exactly. Monty Panzer, exactly. Like, and I do think like the people that would like dunk on people for like not immediately being skilled out of the gate or like being wrong, those are the types of people that typically don't really learn, if I'm being honest. They're just too embarrassed to be wrong. Yeah, yeah. Second one on space. Yeah. Yeah. Jisco Pan, thank you very much for the super chat. Friendly reminder for the Vesties, 3G Vesper. I don't know, man. Hitting the vote could potentially happen this year. I'm like reasonably confident 2024. Reasonably? Maybe? I probably shouldn't even comment on it. Like, I'm like, if you said 2024, I'd be like, yeah, I could see that. I wouldn't bank on it. I wouldn't bank on it this year. Like, I don't want to get you guys to, yeah. But I do. Is that how you spell it? I spelled it like that, and I got dunked on. Supposedly, the boomers spell it with the H at the very end. W, like, hold on, I'll just type it. Supposedly, the boomers like type it like this now, but I typed it like that growing up. But I'm a scholar of my word, and I will hit the woke. I actually googled how to hit the woe, like the dance. It's actually pretty complicated. It's not like flossing. It's like actually kind of complicated. So I probably need to like put some effort into like learning how to do it. It looks British, it looks American. Yeah, yeah. Lyrid 24, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Did not expect the interview with Taka. We're like Black Vessel. I'm happy that I got to do it. I am. Again, we were worried that people would think that like cause if you've watched Between Two Ferns, they're so good at acting, like they don't break at all, and like, oh man, and both of us broke. Both of us just started cracking up because we were remembering what it was based on and how funny it is, how cringy it is. It's so good. I love it. The fuck is up, Vesper? Thoughts on Hajime no Ippo, please, brother. I love Ippo. Ippo is so good. The thing that I find the funniest about Ippo is that Ippo chapter 1 was published was published before like the invention of the cell phone, right? Not before the invention, but like before cell phones were widespread. So like if you read chapter 1 to like 300 of Hajime no Ippo, Sendo is my favorite character. Anyway, if you read chapter 1 through like 300, there's no cell phones. And then suddenly there are cell phones, which to me is just like the funniest thing. And they're using like the flip phones, right? All right, let's talk about Ippo for a little bit. Well, I'll catch up on the super chats and I want to chat about Ippo. Burrito time. Happy New Year. I too love burritos. I love them a lot. What do I love the best about burritos? They're just good. All right, let's chat about Ippo. Oof. Ah, Grace, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Glad to catch one of your spaces live. Looking forward to another year with you. Yeah, thank you for being along for the ride. I really appreciate it. Sorry about this. I'm going to go on a tangent about, dude, breakfast burritos. I used to. I'm gonna get a bunch of unsubs, right? When I was younger and stupider, I used to dislike breakfast burritos because I was very much in the mindset of like, X has to be this and this and this. And if it's not exactly the way that I think it is, then I don't like it. So it's like a burrito cannot have eggs in it. It cannot. And then like I used to hate macaroni that has bacon in it because it's like bacon is not supposed to be a macaroni. Mac and cheese is just supposed to be macaroni and cheese. But like now it's just like, no, I love breakfast burritos now. I love them now. They're like absolutely, no, they're delicious. Hey. I learned, right? Okay. Wait, before you guys unsub and cancel your membership, I learned. I now love breakfast burritos. I'm saying when I was younger and stupider, I did not like breakfast burritos because like I had never encountered a burrito that had eggs in it. I was just like, this is wrong. Something about it is like off. But now, oh, all in. I love, let me cook. I love breakfast burritos now. They're delicious. They're really good.
You're on thin ice, mister. I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
I'm making a twit longer for this. I'm telling you, I love breakfast burritos. They're so good. 10 out of 10. What's my favorite, like, meat in a breakfast burrito? Probably chorizo. Probably chorizo, but it's got to be, like, I like my chorizo, like, a little bit, like, crispy. And I feel like classic chorizo is supposed to be like a little bit mushy, right? Steak is good. Sausage is good. Yeah. I like my chorizo like a little bit crispy. When I make my own breakfast burritos, and by the way, I do make a really damn good breakfast burrito. You wish you could eat one of my breakfast burritos. Just shove it in your mouth. I like to very slightly overcook my chorizo and make it a little bit crispy. And I think anytime I get chorizo in a restaurant, it's always like a little bit like mushy and lumpy, right? And I think that's the way that chorizo is supposed to be cooked. But I like to overcook it a little bit. Yeah. Anywho, I want to talk about 2 pounds of burrito. Yeah. My brekkie burritos are typically over a pound. But what did I want to talk about? Ah, Ippo. Sendo's probably my favorite character. My favorite fight is probably Sendo versus Vorg. It's probably my favorite fight. I also like, oh shoot. Remember, oh frick, what was his name? There's like the villain that like punched the nurse girl. There's the villain that like punched the nurse, like Ippo's love interest. And then the nurse girl's older brother. Oh shit, what's his name? He's a Philly shell boxer, right? Oh shit, what's his name? I'm like pretty buzzed right now. Not the bullet, but the whip punch guy, right? Oh my freak. Mashiba Ryo. Yeah, Ryo. Mashiba. Yeah. Mashiba like beats the crap out of him. That was like super satisfying. Yeah. Yeah, Sawamura. Yeah. That was like probably the most satisfying fight, in my opinion. that I've seen in Hajime no Ippo. It wasn't my favorite fight. It's like top five, but like, oh man, it was really fun to watch. Like, I get like his shit punched in. Do you recommend starting with the manga or the anime? I think. Okay, Verdini, I'm going to be like real with you. I can't really recommend starting Ippo because it's like a gajillion chapters. Like, Ippo is on the same level as One Piece, where it's just like, it's so long. It's so freaking long. I can't, in good conscience, like, suggest people to pick it up because I'm basically dooming them to, like, even if you binge it, like, nonstop, you're, like, a week out from, like, catching up. If you binge it, you're, like, 10 to 15 days away from, like, catching up. It's just, yeah, we're well past 2K chapters. So it's just, like, I can't, in good conscience, like, suggest that you pick it up. But if you do, you will not be disappointed because it's just, like, it's really good. It's really good. And there's, like, a surprising amount of dick jokes in Hajime no Ippo. Because the main character is a gigantic dong. Definitely bust. I should end the stream. Regret. Okay, that's gonna end our TED talk on Hajime no Ippo, and we're gonna move on. Triple sus, thank you very much for the super chat. Two orders, vegetables, burgers, please. One for the both of us. Oh man, I wish. This is not a stream though. It's true. I'm not drunk, but I'm like getting into being buzzed. I'm getting into it. You tell me not to start reading it, and then you say that. I'm getting mixed signals. My favorite part of like the anime of Hajime no Ippo is that every time like they highlight that part, it makes like an elephant sound. That's my favorite part for the anime for Hajime no Ippo. Every time they highlight that joke, because it's like a recurring gag, it's like a joke, right? They make like an elephant sound, and I love it. Anyway, we're done. We're not talking about Hajime no Ippo anymore. I would like to drink, but I can only handle one, and I have to play Civilization VI soon. No, if you're playing Civ, you got to keep all of your faculties intact, right? You have to be ready to. What type of victory are you going for? What type of victory are you going for? With friends like Takamura, you don't need enemies. Pretty true, honestly. Shadow, the Tempest in Novitiate. Thank you very much for the super chat. Since we're on the topic of old series, what are your thoughts on the old Lotus? Dude, Record of the Lotus War? I like it. I do. I think if you get like a Zoomer to watch Lotus War in 2023, they're not going to like it because they're going to think that like, oh, I've seen it before. It's like the reason why you've seen it before is because some idiot copied it. And the first thing that you encountered was a copy of Lotus War. So it's like, how can you? I get like tilted when I hear people say that. Like if you recommend like a Zoomer, like something that like their favorite anime was based on, and then they're like, you know, like my heart can't handle that. I'm just going to be filled with like intense rage. Like if I just can't. Yeah. People don't like Kaiji now. That's good. Yeah. It's not just Squid Game. It's also the one with like, it's like Kaiji, but shittier, and it's got like hot girls, and who gives a fuck about hot girls? You know what I'm talking about? It was also okay, but like I remember watching it, and it's like, this is just Kaiji but worse. What was it called? It's Kaiji but worse, and it's like in a high school, and it's got like a bunch of hot girls, and she's like, I don't give a shit about this. What is this? I want to see like a neat get roasted. That's just what I want to see. Like when Kaiji starts crying and his like eyes get like really wavy, it's just like it like activates my serotonin, right? And it's just like my neurons are like firing on. Yeah, Kakeguru, yeah, which was it was all right. It's just like whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't want people that really like that series to feel bad. It's okay. It's okay, but you have to understand that, like, Kaiji is like special. It's like its own thing. It's so good. How do you even describe? Oh, dude, Saki is really good. Saki is really good. That's the Mahjong, right? Yeah. Okay. Like the difference, like you can't make that argument, like Saki versus as Akagi, right? Akagi is about Mahjong. Saki is about Mahjong, right? But the thing is, like, it's different because I would argue that, like, Saki is more like a sports anime, right? Saki is more like a sports anime. So it's not treading on Akagi. Akagi is, like, different. Akagi is, like, it's like a Yakuza Mahjong move. It's, like, it's literally like Yakuza, right? I think, like, the game series Yakuza is, like, that with Mahjong, and it's like really good, right? And Saki is more like a sports anime, which is like they can coexist. I think you can like Akagi and then you can like Saki and then they kind of like coexist. Yeah. And it's good. Who's my favorite character from Saki? There was like the really tall girl with the hat. And then she had like a catchphrase when she's like, if this passes Deech, right? If this passes Beach, and it's like she's like always behind you, and like she likes to pressure you. She's so cool. What the fuck was her name? Get out of the way! I want those burritos. Verdandy, thank you very much for the super chat. My DM always says Lodoss War is the campaign you intended, and Slayers is what it turned into. Actually, pretty true. That's actually a pretty base take. Yeah, those burritos are mine. Sushi, thank you for the super chat. Marry me so I can have that breakfast burrito. I'm so hungry. Unfortunately, I'm an idol. Can I even say that before I've released, like, a music video, a cover? I'm an idol. I belong to all of the vesties. Rejected again. What do you mean Top of the World exists? You don't know how bad it was recording that. I think I wasted like 3 or 4 hours of Axel's time when he was like super busy doing his own stuff. He spent like a lot of his time like helping me to sing that, and it like still wasn't good at the end, even though he was being very nice about it. He's like, it's good, but like it was not good. Starting off 2023 already rejected feels bad, man. I mean, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? I'm going to be a wizard. If I can be completely selfish, like, I want to be a wizard. That, like, outweighs, like, anything and everything. It's part of the process. Yeah. You didn't waste his time. You were learning. It's true, but, you know. I think, oh, shoot. I spilled. Oh my god. Okay. All right. I spilled a little bit of White Claw. Okay. I have faith in you. Don't you need staff for that too? It's true. But like, nobody on staff like really knows how to sing at that level. I think like going into it, really only Axel like had that level of like skill and experience like recording music. Yeah. Drink it from the spill. No, I'm not gonna do that. But if it's any consolation, I thought about it. I thought about it, but I looked at it and it's like I'm not gonna put my lips on this like table. It's like a seedy motel. You don't know what people have been doing on this table. Sen Puki, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year, Vesper. Thank you for all the streams last year. I learned a lot from them. My English is better than it was 6 months ago. Cool. Cool. Happy to hear it. Also, Homero is my favorite. Nunnally, thank you for the super chat. Thank you, thank you. If you look for your name on Google, it says that you're a musical artist, so... I don't know. Gross. I don't know. I feel like it's a lie. Until I can, like... I feel like it's a lie. I sit on a throne of lies. Are you in a restaurant restroom? No. I'm in a motel. Ant Nation? All right. I'm going to, like, clean it up. If it's a seedy hotel, you know exactly what people have been doing on it. Yeah. Yeah. I know what people have been doing on it. Sounds like imposter syndrome to me. Is it? It's only imposter syndrome if I can actually do it, but I can't. Wreck the motel to become a rock star? Tempting. Wacky Warrior, thank you for the super chat. My Wizard Ascension will be this year of 2023. I will make notes so that you can have something to note about. Also, Happy New Year, Vesper. Happy New Year. Had black eyed peas with my grandpa. I'm assuming that's the food, which is great. And not the band, which is also hilarious. Good old Fergie. But yeah. Stacy, thank you for the super chat. Happy New Year. Happy new burrito. Year. Hope the year will be good for us beans. Vesties. Okay, I'm tired. Sorry for making you guys stay up. But I figured, did you guys watch Altair's stream? Altair did the Eastern time Happy New Year, like New Year stream. Didn't want to tread on that. I'm doing the Pacific time. I don't think Dez did anything for New Year's. And now we've got it covered, right? Black Eyed Peas, it takes me back. Yep. Nope, I was cooking. Let him cook. PST New Year celebration, yeah. Dez played Animal Crossing for a while. I kind of watched along, but I was also like... I was like busy. it's been like, I'm like tired. Can I like level with you guys? I'm just like, I'm ready to rest. it's just exhausting being around family. It's so exhausting. You can do Alaska and Hawaii. Should I? I don't know. He was also very drunk. So he drank like half a White Claw. Oh, burn. Get rotated, Magni. I'm making fun of your ability to hold your liquor. Don't tell him. Life Swordsman, thank you very much for the super chat. Now you're making me want to see you play Mahjong. I can't. I literally can't. Like, I actually tried to pick it up because of Saki. And then I had to drop it because, like, I couldn't. Who's your favorite opponent from Akagi? The blind guy. Oh, shit. What's his name? The blind dude was my favorite character. My favorite opponent. Oh, shoot. What's his name? The blind guy was my favorite character. My favorite villain. Yeah. I think he was the strongest, if I'm correct. Ichikawa is my favorite. Yeah. I think Ichikawa is, like, objectively a better Mahjong player than Washizu, right? Washizu's main thing is that, like, he has, like, a huge bank. He's just, like, a billionaire, and he beats you to death, like, with his superior bankroll, right? And then he forces them to use, like, his style of Mahjong, where, like, there's, like, a set amount of, like, clear glass tiles, and, like, they're just not used to it because they never played that style. So it's, like, a double whammy of, like, he's got two main weapons that he uses to, like, win. just two huge advantages. And it's just like, but then Ichikawa is just like a Chad. He's like a Giga Chad. Yeah.
Should I like do like a Mahjong arc where I just like learn how to play it? I don't know. Maybe.
So he's Kaiba? He kind of is, honestly. Also super lucky. Yeah. Godly luck. Yeah. I used my credit card. That style is actually played right now, IRL. Not with your blood getting siphoned out, but with clear tiles. Interesting. So it became like a thing? Huh. Interesting. We can learn together. Do it. You can play with Yago. Does Yago-san like play Mahjong? I did not know that. I know that he likes to bike, which is cool. Yeah. There's a very robust version in Final Fantasy XIV, the critically acclaimed MMORPG. Interesting. Altair very, very lightly was like, hey, anybody want to pick up Final Fantasy XIV? We're just like, I can't get addicted. I think both me and Dez had the exact same response to that, which is like, one, this is not against the game itself. This is like, if I get addicted to an MMO at this stage of my life, I'm going to be homeless. Like, I'm like, literally, because there's no more safety net left for us, right? Like, the time for me and Dez to get addicted to an MMO was like when we were in college. And it's just like, now, if that happens again, we're both homeless. So it's just like, I don't think I could do that. Because, yeah. It will ruin your life. It's too good. Yeah. There are people that could, like, compartmentalize and then play it and then enjoy it. And then, like, also, you know, become, like, maintain their ability to be, like, a functionally adult human being. That's not me and Dez. Me and Dez have extremely addictive personalities. And it's not good. Pray for Axel. I feel like Axel might be immune to that. I feel like he would be. My gut feeling is that, like, he's immune to that. Compartmentalized, I never heard of her. You can get money RPing as a cat girl, though. I'm just going to go in for the bit, right? I don't need an MMO to do that. I can RP as a cat girl, like, right now in a members-only stream. And I'll make probably more money doing that. Well, now I know what I'm going to do for my next members-only stream. Yeah. Okarinasai, Goshijin-sama. I'll go the hour. I should call it, though. This is not good. 1,000, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Trying to rehome my PC since my current case is ancient. What PC case do you recommend? All right. I mean, the Corsair. Corsair always makes really good cases. I personally really like Lianli. Lianli is really, really good. The Hololive collab cases are getting, like, really good reviews. I'm interested in doing that, but I think the caveat for that is, what is it called? Like, the Y60? That's definitely, like, an AIO-style case. I don't think you should buy that case if you're going for air cooling. But if you're going, like, AIO, and especially if you're going, like, dual AIO, AIO for the GPU and the CPU, then that's like an easy get. Because it looks like a really, really good case for, like, full AIO. But if you're not, then it's kind of like, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. Fractals are really good. The Meshify 2 is really good. Yeah. Is it a Lancool 212? Something like that? Anything with a mesh front is pretty good. Can't go wrong. Vesper, if you had a custom case, what would you like to see in it?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm too drunk to like think about this. Can I get a Moe Moe Akun for my Vesper breakfast burrito? Kuni Aveas, thank you very much for... Okay, all right, hold on. Moe Moe Akun? Okay, there you go. All right, there you go. Verdandy, thank you for the super chat. Nani-chan, thank you very much for the super chat. Soulless Sanctuary, thank you for the super chat. Sushi, thank you for the super chat. More? No, I refuse. No, thank you. Neko Vesper serves his breakfast burritos. Triple sus, thank you for the super chat. Mikado Hawk, thank you very much for the super chat. Now you have to RP the bit. RNA, thank you for the super chat. Sleepy, thank you for the 5 gift tip memberships. Oh my god. Blank, thank you for the super chat. Thank you very much. Andy Romo, thank you very much for super chat. Tip for the Nya, Taskaru. Happy New Year, Swiss Vesties. I probably should not have done that. Rejected again. Come on. Bounces on you. Hello, everyone. Rabbit Nut. Rabbit Nut. Rabbit Mutt 87. Thank you for the super chat. I accidentally called you the wrong thing because I'm there. Taco, thank you for the super chat. Wow.
Damn it.
I have to like drink water. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I said rabbit nut. Rabbit nut. One more time. Rabbit nut. Thanks for remembering to record this space. I feel really bad still that I didn't remember to hit record because it's like so easy to do that and I was just like rushing. Yeah. Drunk Vesper is fun uncle material. I reluctantly kind of agree with that now. Before I was just like, no, I'm definitely the weird uncle, right? But like these little goblins, why do the goblins keep talking to me? And then I asked my siblings why, and they were just like, because you're weird. Kids like weird things. I was just like, oh, interesting. Is that true? Because you're weird. Wait, were they throwing shade at me? Were my siblings like throwing shade at me? I don't know. Yes, yes, absolutely. It is true. Not only, thank you very much for super chat. 2023 looking amazing already, Tuscada. Rabbit Mutt 87. Thank you very much for the super chat. Thank you. And I'm very sorry for calling you Rabbit Nut. It's like not cool. Monstro, thank you for the super chat. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Thank you for choosing to stay this on recorded version. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. The Sniper Slayer. Among Us. Thank you for the super chat. Yes, but they ain't wrong. I mean, weird isn't bad. You're the weird but fun uncles. I have like a theory. Weird is interesting. Kids are curious. Yeah. I had somebody comment this after observing me for the week. And I kind of agree with it. I think adults tend to like have like a voice that they use when they're talking to kids, right? Like the kindergarten teacher voice, where they're like, "Hey, buddy, hey, champ, how you doing? You want to do this? Let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. It'll be fun." Like they have like that voice, right? Like the adult voice that they use on kids. I don't do that. I speak with kids the same way that I speak with like anybody else because I just don't give a shit. So it's just like I talk to my siblings like, "Hey, what do you think about that?" And then like to the same like goblin, I'll just be like, "I don't think that's a good idea, dude." Like I'll talk to them like that. And then kids will be like, "Oh, they talk to me the same way they talk to like mom or dad." And then maybe that's why. That's my theory, like why the stupid goblins like keep talking to me. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know. My favorite like comic is like, what is it? It's like pagan holiday skeleton. It's like, what do you wish for, small child? It's like, an Xbox? The contract has been sealed. And then like the skeleton very slowly like lowers off screen. That's me. Yeah. Goblins just like to be treated equally. Yeah, something like that maybe. I don't know. Kids hate being talked down to. Yeah, yeah. A sword. That'll probably get me banned from all like future family outings if I get them like swords. Like actual like a scimitar. Each of them. Like a sharpened, ready to use scimitar, and then it's just like, all right, let's just not invite Vesper anymore. YOLO. They're smarter than us, though, man. I'm telling you right now, like, just from what I've observed, these little goblins, like, they're definitely more intelligent than when me and my brother and I were, like, kids when they were, because my brother and I, when we were their age, we were just, like, idiots. We were so stupid. We would do the stupidest things, and it's just, like, and then I'm looking at the new generation that's, like, growing up, and it's, like, you are better than us, and it's, like, I'm a little proud. They're not my kids. I don't really care about them that much. I mean, I care about their safety, like, in that, like, they're like kin. They're a part of my family. But it's just like, I'm like, kind of proud. It's like, you guys are way more intelligent than we were as kids. Yeah. What do you have there in your hand? A scimitar! No! Yeah, pretty much that. Pretty much that. Eddie-san. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thank you for the super chat. Akemashite. Omedetou. That means Happy New Year, right? Kotoshi mo yoroshiku. Kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Kotoshi mo yoroshiku. So this year as well? Yeah. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Which is like, let's get along. Stuff like that, right? Oh no, kanji. I can't read that. I'm sorry. The last part that I can't read because. No, it's educational. Yeah. Thank you for the post New Year's Zatsu. Okay. Understood. Thank you very much. I did very dumb things as a child. Started a fire in the bathroom or apartment. I started an indoor fire as well, too. We lit the carpet on fire. Oh my god, both of us got our shit punched in for that. And we deserved it too, because it's like, we could have like killed people. We could have killed our family. Like, setting the carpet on fire? That was like, not a good idea. That was not a good idea. Yeah. Arson, what did you do? Of course you did. Okay. Mistakes were made. I'm not gonna like look you in the face and just be like, no. I didn't do anything wrong. We did do things wrong. Yeah. We did do things wrong. Yeah. Kids just wanna have fun. It wasn't for fun. We were experimenting. Yeah. Cherry Magmite, Happy New Year. Hope you have a good one. Same here for indoor fires. I just set myself on fire and casually walked to my parents while being engulfed in flames. I've never done that. That's like pretty extreme. That's pretty metal. I don't think I've ever done that. Could you imagine if you just like walk up on fire to your parents and it's just like, this is a protest against last night's dinner. I am protesting last night's dinner. You're just on fire. Ruining an apartment window screens. I've done that. By cutting it open with a knife. My brother and I got onto like the roof through the screen window by popping it out, and it destroyed the screen. And then because we were chasing after a cat, I'm not proud of this because I do think like as an adult, it's just leave animals alone. Like don't mess with them. But kids are dumb, right? And it was just like, oh, I want to catch the cat. If I catch it, it's mine, right? We wanted to like pet the cat. We wanted to like, that's my cat. So we got onto the roof to chase the cat. And the cat jumped onto the neighbor's roof. And my brother jumped after the cat. And he fell through the roof. Because that roof was like not, it's not like the roof of a house. It's like, what was it? It was something. It was like not, it was like an annex, right? It wasn't like the roof that, and he fell through. And there was like a hole shaped like my brother when he fell through. And I remember I was on the roof and I started screaming, oh, I need to make up a name for him. James. Jimmy. All right. Jimmy's dead. Jimmy's dead. I was like screaming on the roof. Like, Jimmy's dead, right? This was actually wasn't like my parents' house. We were in the countryside hanging out with like my grand aunt. It wasn't my grandparents. It was like my grandparents' sister or something like that, right? And she was looking out after us for the summer. And I was like screaming that at the top of my lungs, like on the roof of her house. And then I remember she ran out. She ran out. And she was like, what? This is the only time that I heard my grand aunt curse. Because she's very much like a sweet old lady, right? Could you imagine the sweetest grandmother you could imagine, and then imagine her saying like fuck, right? It was like the only time that, yeah, Jimmy Noir, right? The guy with the cowboy hat. My grand aunt came out and she said, what the fuck happened? I remember like I was like, wow, she can curse, right? And then I was like, oh, Jimmy's dead. He fell through the roof on the neighbor. And then I saw my grand aunt like sprint down the lane. Because you couldn't just like hop the fence. Like she's like, it was like a big like cinder block. She sprinted down the lane and she's like an Olympic runner. And then like she rounded the corner and I was like on the roof so I could see her. And then she sprinted back down like to the neighbors, like through the neighbor's courtyard, right? She was so freaking fast. Like I've never seen anyone run that fast, let alone like a 70-year-old lady. And then she's like banging on the neighbor's door and she's like, ah, ah, ah. And then like, I couldn't hear that. And then like, they went into like the annex, the alcove, whatever it's called. And they got my brother out. My brother was fine. Like he fell onto something soft and he didn't like, he wasn't even injured at all. I remember he wasn't even injured. He's just kind of like ruffled up, but like he didn't get hurt at all. And I remember my grand aunt like got us both in the courtyard and she like sat us down on the steps and she's like, from now on, unless there's a fucking body, don't you ever say that like one of you is dead ever again. Unless you see a body, don't you ever say that ever again, ever, right? And then she got on one knee and she started like praying like that football player that everybody was roasting. She got on like one knee and she started praying. So she said fuck twice and it was the funniest thing ever. She was so mad. Yeah, she Tim Tebowed. Oh my god. Could you imagine being a 70-year-old woman like taking care of two idiot children? Oh my god, I feel so bad. We were just, like terrible. We were just really bad. We were just the worst. What else did we do that was like stupid as hell? Did your parents find out? No, I don't think they ever commented on it. Like, I forgot about it. Like, it fell out of my mind. Like, it didn't occur to me until I was in college. Like, what a stupid thing I did. Like, if I was a granduncle and I was taking care of, like, kids for the summer and they did that, I wouldn't punish them, but I would probably, like, call their parents, who would be, like, my nephews and nieces or whatever, and just be like, yeah, take them. Like, I can't take care of them for, like, the rest of the summer. Like, just take them back. Like, I'll pay for the airplane ticket. Like, I just can't. I would send them back home. But that grandaunt, like, did not send us back home. Like, we continued, like, doing stuff. We did a lot of stupid things. That was probably the most infuriating thing that we did to her, but that's not the end of the stupid things we did that summer. We did a lot of really stupid things. Incredibly, incredibly stupid things. Man, that's really demoralizing. Take them back. Return to sender. Hit them with the chancla. I know that meme and I love it. Well, I could tell you the other stupid things that we've done, but they're not good stories. They're just stupid things that we did, right? You don't, like, there's no, because the story about, like, me saying that my brother died because he jumped onto the neighbor's roof and fell through, that's a good story. I think that's, like, objectively, like, a really funny story. But the other stuff is not funny. It's just stupid things that we did that were probably just, like, really infuriating. It's not a meme. It's reality. Please share. Okay. How about the time that, like, we were exploring? It's, like, in the countryside. We were exploring, like, a muddy field, and both of us, like, jumped into it. Into a muddy field, and we lost our shoes. Our expensive, like, Nike shoes that, like, our parents got us. They're, like, brand new, like, $100 Nike shoes. We jumped into a muddy field, and then we pulled our feet out, and, like, the suction, like, and then we came home, like, our hands and our feet were just covered in mud because we were trying to find our shoes, but we couldn't. And then, like, I remember my aunt was just like, what happened? She's like, we lost our shoes in, like, the field over there. It's like, oh my fucking, okay. All right, let's just go get you new shoes. All right. And then she took us into, like, the little, like, city, and then not city, like, a little, like, local town, and then just got us, like, new shoes, right? Yeah. We lost our Nikes in, like, a muddy field. Yeah. What else? One time she gave us, like, money to go into town and then, like, buy candy or whatever. Because she's, like, old. So she's like, oh, yeah, here's, like, money. Go into town and get, like, candy or something, right? And then we immediately tried to get BB guns, but they wouldn't sell it to us unless we got, like, a parental, like a parental guardian to, like, sign off. I was like, sorry, kids, I can't sell you these BB guns unless, like, a parent comes in, right? So we were like, ah, dang it, what do we do? And then we were looking around. And then there was, like, a local, like, butcher shop, like a meat shop, right? Not a supermarket, but, like, a butcher shop, kind of, like a, right? And they had live fish, right? They had, like, live fish there. And then we bought back, like, a live fish, like, to keep as a pet, right? And we brought back, like, a really big live fish. And she's like, what? Why did you bring this back, right? And we were just like, oh, it's our pet now. And it's like, no, we're going to eat this. And then we both started crying. Like, both my brother and I started crying because, like, my grand aunt was just like, no, we're going to eat this tonight, right? And then she's like, oh, my fucking God. Okay. And then she had to go, like, really far because the local, like, town that she lived in didn't have it. She had to go really far and buy a tank. Like a glass tank big enough to hold this, like, giant eating fish, right? And then she came back with it, and then, like, we had the fish for the rest of it. And I guarantee you, as soon as we left after the summer ended, she ate that fish. She definitely ate it, but, like... We both started crying. I 100% ate it after you left. It ran away. You were that kid. Definitely. If I had to take care of like the kid version of me, I would just return to sender. I'd just be like, it's not worth it. With fava beans and a nice Chianti. We were like literally goblins. Yeah. Like Homer and his lobster, Pinchy. I love Pinchy. The best part of Pinchy was my favorite bit from the Pinchy episode. Are you guys ready? Where like they're taking like Pinchy for like a walk on the beach, and then a little hermit crab is like bullying Pinchy, right? And then like the sailor character, I forgot what the fuck his name was, but the sailor character comes up and is like, "Yar, he's spoiled. Like, you, what you need is discipline. Like, I run a small boarding school for lobsters, teaches them tough love and the like." And it's like, no, we're not sending our lobster to a boarding school. It's like, "Yar, yes, I understand. It's hard to let go. It's hard to let go. Tell me, have you got any change?" And it's like, he was totally trying to, like, scam them out of their lobster. And then he gave up, and then he, like, instantly pivoted to, like, panhandling for a change. Have you got any change? No shame, no shame. Oh, I told you the story about my grandon. Yeah. Bedtime for Vesper. I think it's, I could sleep. Yeah, I could. Someone's been coddling him. Don't look at me. I wanted to eat him. I'm so glad you like The Simpsons. I call you our old man who yells at clouds all the time. Yeah, I also, Velvet Poltergeist, I also have an onion on my belt because it was the style at the time. Lol, what? No, you'd only understand if like you watched literally every episode of The Simpsons. It was the style at the time. What about the time that the mean old Kaiser stole the word eight? So we had to use the word dickety. I chased him for dickety blocks. I couldn't catch him. Can we get an ara ara to end the night? I'm too drunk. Is just going to be like a sloppy, like, not. No, even when I'm sober, I can't do like a good arara, honestly. I could try. A noble spirit embiggens the most humble soul. Something like that. Paint my chicken coop. Make me! And. All right. Ara. Okay, you good? Is that good enough? Yo, Nodo Yomi, thank you very much for the 10 gifted memberships. Thank you very much. I should do a membership stream. Okay, I'll do a membership stream. Maybe. I think I'll be able to. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm not sure when I can come back. 3 days, 4 days, something like that. I might. I need to, like, recalibrate. Test cut it. Neurons blasting. You guys are like joking, right? You guys are like joking, right? I can't tell. He hates us. I don't hate you. Why do you think that I hate you? Treacherous Saint, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships. Thank you very much. No, we genuinely love it. No, these people love you. Is blessed, no jokes. I feel like do I have like I knew from the very start when we were pre-debut and planning, like I knew from the very start that like I was 100% sure that I wouldn't be able to use like fan service because like that's not really the type of person that I am. I don't know. I'm pretty buzzed right now. People are gonna simp. I thought, yeah, no, I like the grandpire thing. Honestly, I like the grandpire thing a lot. I like the grandpire thing a lot. And I think that does fit my personality. Yeah. If it makes you uncomfortable, then you don't have to. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. It's more like I just feel like that's not why people watch me. I guess I can be a little bit real. It's a Twitter space. I doubt like anybody important is like watching, and I'm not really breaking any rules. Let's be real. I'm drunk. I don't really care. And I can just be like I just. I don't want to be a simp when I don't have a choice. It's like, dude, you have so many thirsty fans. Now that's the part where it's just like, I think if you have like 100 fans, like even if you're the most like wholesome, weird, like old man, not really designed to. Okay, the best way that I could describe this is like Shrek, right? Shrek was not designed to be like an attractive character by any means, but there are people that like thirst after Shrek. So I do understand that there are like festies that are like, oh yeah, that does it for me, right? I do understand that, but that's not what I'm about, right? That's not my character type, right? Not to break the fourth wall or anything, but like that's not my like character setting, right? If I was in a visual novel, I'd be like the tutorial character that helps you like get through the tutorial, right? Oh shit! Now that I'm thinking about it, my favorite Nozaki bit was my favorite Gekkan Shoujo Nozaki bit was where Nozaki and then like his buddy are playing like an eroge, right? And then like they fall in love with like the main character's best friend who's like the tutorial character, and then they write a doujin for like the tutorial character, right? I guess that's like me. I'm like Tomoda. Yeah, exactly. Tomoda! Tetsuo! Yeah, like, yeah. I guess I'm like Tomoda. Dude, Nozaki is like one of my, it's so good. Gekkan Shoujo Nozaki is like 10 out of 10. It's so good. You're our Tomoda, damn it. Uh-oh. I feel like, I hear like the door of the other motel rooms opening. Okay. I want to continue chatting because I'm having fun with you guys, but I think I have to keep my voice down. Okay. If I start to shout, could you let me know? Because I think it's like, it's 1 o'clock and I'm annoying people. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Noda Yomi, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year to my fellow Alaska Tempura and Starlights. Happy New Year to you, Vesper. Genuinely can't express my gratitude for you and Tempest for making these past months so much brighter. Thank you. Thank you very much for being a Tempura, right? Thank you very much. I hope we can continue to entertain you. We're going to do our best. All of us are like tryhards. We're all trying our best. I think Tempest is like really good for my like state of mind. It's just good being in the presence of people that are like just really good at what they do and they're really passionate and they try their best. Right? Yeah. It's New Year. Why are they sleeping? Good question. I don't know. I'm just worried that like, I don't like being a bother. It's just something that I've mentioned before. I wanted to pay for the cheap motel rates to get cheap motel situations. Be as loud as you want to make them learn their lesson. Rico Wu, thank you very much for the super chat. I understand what you're talking about, but also, I just don't like being a bother, right? I can keep my voice down a little bit. I can keep my voice down. I love you guys, how you guys work hard for all the time for us. We're trying our best. We're definitely a very strange bunch, but I think, like, the one thing that we won't ever really lose, I can't really see us ever really losing it, is, like, our gratitude for where we're at right now, something like that. There's, like, ups and downs, stuff that we're going to, like, suffer, but, like, I can't really see any of us ever losing our gratitude. Yeah. I'm being sappy. Okay, I'm done. With the alcohol. I'm drinking water from now on. You guys are the best weird bunch. I think so too. Honestly, I think so too. And it's been a wild ride. Thank you. He's not disliking us. It's kind of growing on me. Can I be real? I kind of like it. I think that bit is, like, pretty funny. I'm going to say something, and I don't want you guys to, like, be hurt, especially the people that, like, bought into it. At first, I was, like, confused and a little bit, like, worried with the, like, oh, he hates us, like, that thing. But now I think it's, like, kind of funny. I think it's, like, kind of funny, and I like it. He doesn't hate us. He tolerates us. Yeah, at first, I was, like, worried, and I was, like, oh, no, like, did I F up? Like, did I mess up somewhere? But now I kind of like it. I think it's funny. Wait, really? I think it started with crony. Really? That, like, totally makes sense. So am I the vector that, like, infected the rest of Tempest? Because I think I've seen people do that to Dez in his streams. Oh no. Is it that, like, cursed collab that I did? And then, like, it spread to, like, Dez. Oh no. Whatever, who cares? I think it's funny. Whatever, it's funny. Epidemiology, yeah. Pathology, yeah. I'm patient zero. It's kind of poetic. We've reached the stage of acceptance. Yay, Ziphon. Thank you very much for the super chat. I know this is not your name at all, but, like, I look at your name and it reminds me of Xenophon. Do you guys know who Xenophon is? Author, Greek statesman, soldier. Triple Sus, thank you very much for the super chat. Gonna knock on the business 3 for me. Just wanted to thank you for always accompanying me during my lunch times. Best motivation to wake up. Oh, that makes me happy. It makes like it all worth it. Like the fact that, like, I took, like, an earlier time slot and I stuck to it. Yeah. Xenophon, these nuts. Xenophon wrote a book called Anabasis. It's a good book. It's a really good book. It's a good book because it teaches us how ancient armies, like, moved and how they provisioned themselves in enemy territory in a way that we wouldn't have known, like, unless he wrote that book. It's one of, like, my... I like reading it a lot. It's a really interesting book. Yeah. What's the best way to describe Anabasis? It's the book that inspired Alexander the Great. to do what he did, right? So, like, sometime when he was a kid, he probably read it, and he was, like, super freaking cool. Leader, historian, philosopher, leader of the 10,000, Xenophon's story is wild. Exactly. Okay, let's talk about, like, Xenophon, okay? Xenophon wrote a book called Anabasis, and it's, like, autobiographical because it's not a story. It's actually, like, he's recounting memories of when he was a part of a mercenary army of Greek soldiers that were hired by a deposed king of Persia to go into Persia and reclaim his throne from his, like, I think he had, like, a bastard brother or something, or some, like, situation where it's, like, two kings were fighting over Persia, right? And one of them, like, got kicked out, and then he hired, like, an elite army of 10,000 Greek mercenaries, and then he went into battle. I think his name was Darius, right? Darius was the exiled Persian king, right? They met in battle. They fought. But the brother that hired Xenophon and his, like, countrymen was more heroic and braver, and he led his troops into battle. The other brother was a coward, and he didn't go into battle with his troops. The Greek mercenaries won that battle, but Darius died in combat. So the Greeks won that battle, but then the person that hired them died in combat. And so now they're, like, deep in, like, enemy territory. They can't get paid because the guy that hired them died, and they needed to go back home. And so Anabasis, I believe, is, like, Greek for, like, return to the sea. That's, like, literally what it means. From the highland back down to the sea, right? And it's the story of them, like, escaping. Yeah, we won, but we lost. Being a coward pays off in real life. Exactly. It's called the Dez method, right? D-E-Z. Dude, can somebody make up, like, the Desmond method? Like, somebody made, like the Vesper method, right? RNA, thank you very much for the super chat. It's 4:30 a.m. and I'm sober. Have a happy new year, Vesper. Thank you for all the amazing content. Looking forward to more in 2023. I added a resolution to also master a weapon in the new year, thanks to you. Could I make a suggestion? I highly recommend the spear. You can teach two peasants to learn the spear in 1 hour, and they can, with reasonable confidence, like, kill a dude that's been learning how to use the sword for 10 years. Think about that. Two peasants with a spear, having been taught how to the basics of, like, using a spear for about an hour, could probably take down, like, a 10-year swordsman. This spear is awesome. Seems biased, IDK. Hey, your name is Dragoon, all right? Pointy end goes towards the enemy. Spears are very efficient. It's not just, like, the efficiency of it. It's also the fact that, like, the range is variable on a spear, right? Like, most people think, like, I just need to get inside the range, like, through the point, and then I can kill them, right? But the point of a spear is that, like, it's very quick to change the range of a spear. You could just, like, right? Yeah. Anyway. I'm drunk. I should not have done that. I think that's my cue to, like, end this stream, because it's just, like, I'm getting there. Parry the spear. What the fuck? Yeah, that's, like, not good. All right, I think you were going to sleep. Go to sleep, I beg you. Just a tofu, thank you very much for the super chat. You kept me sane ever since your debut. I can't thank you enough. Here's many more years of you and the boys in the temporary. Exactly. I'm happy that we could help. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, Vesper. Are you planning to change your classes from scholar to spearman? No, I'm going to be a scholar for sure. Crispy. Homer burp. He likes us. The burp woke me up, Tuscan. Are you Axel? Does Axel burp on stream? Does Axel burp on stream? I think I've watched a fair amount of his content, but I've never heard him burp on stream. I think when I was young, I was very similar to Axel. More than like Dez or more than Altair. I think Altair and Dez are like way more intelligent and wiser than I ever was when I was their age. He does a lot. Yeah. I think like, I don't want to like, I try to keep away from things that like are downers or like just not entertaining or sad. I want to keep you guys like happy. But I've seen some shit, man. Like, I've seen some, like, messed up stuff. And I've experienced some messed up stuff. And I think, like, that's what... If I seem very different from Axel, it's probably just... When you go through, like, the down moments, like, the really sad moments, it does tend to, like, sober you up a little bit. I don't want Axel to be like that. I only want him to experience, like, the good stuff. I don't want him to be similar to me when he's my age. But I do think when I was younger, when I was around his age, I was probably very similar to how he acts, right? I think we're very similar. Yeah. Jaded, yeah. Age, yeah. I want him to have a good life. I want him to be happy. But I do think, like, personality-wise, we're probably pretty, pretty similar. So Vesper's just punished Axel. You always hope better, right? You're Kratos. Vesper's Axel's Emiya. But, like, they hate each other, right? I don't look at Axel and, like, dislike who he is. I like him. I love him. I want the best for him. I want him to live a better life than I lived. And I don't want him to, like, suffer in any way, unless it's a way that'll, like, make him wiser, right? I want the best for him. I do. Because the whole Emiya versus Shiro thing is that, like, Emiya hates Shiro, right? Like, he sees him and he thinks, oh, you're so stupid. I hate it. I hate, like, thinking that I was like you one day, one like, time in the past, right? I don't think like that at all. Yeah. I don't think like that at all. Vesper is Muramasa. Unless it's funny. Axel from the future against Skynet. Exactly. Exactly. Were you also a harem protagonist as a youngster? No. Not in any way. Not even like remotely so. Never. Axel is just like... I don't even know. I don't even... like. He's like a mystery wrapped up in an enigma, wrapped up in a conundrum, right? Like, I don't understand how he could live that life. It's very foreign to me. I think it's just more about like how headstrong both of us used to be. But the goth girl, do I have to like set this straight? Do I have to set this straight? Let's just talk about it, all right? Goth girl was my friend, and she very, very clearly was not into dudes. Okay, all right. Can we set it straight? We became very, very good friends, and like just outside of like Coder, like. We were good friends outside of that. We hung out a lot and we talked a lot. She's not into dudes. Yeah. 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 I don't want to go any further into that because it's like, you're never going to like find this person. I don't even know what the fuck she's doing nowadays anyways, but like, it's just, yeah. Yeah. So don't look at that situation and be like, oh, Vesper's like, I am not like Axel. In no way am I like Axel, all right? What if she's single? Yes, all throughout high school she was single. Okay? I don't want to talk anymore about like it's like PBiz, right? It was sad. There's like a lot of like not yeah. It sucked. Yeah. Good person though. Like definitely like a really good person. At least RPR won't be mad. Yeah. Okay. I hope I clarified the matter, okay? In that respect, me and Axel are not the same person. Axel is like a true blue bona fide anime harem protagonist, right? I am Tomoda-kun. Like, I think Tomoda? Am I drunk? The Nozaki bit, right? With the side character, the best friend, that's me. I'm the best friend side character from the Nozaki bit. Yeah. It's funny because I think you have a quite a good number of goth girlfriends, myself included. You can verify it when you go to Japan. You're certified best boy. I take it this won't be the night that you talk about the other time that you got stabbed. Probably never. Probably never. I hope you guys are okay with that. It's like I said before, like I don't like talking about negative things because I don't think you're here for the negative things. I want you guys to be entertained. I want you guys to be happy. I want you to leave any type of like content, that any type of stream that I put on, any type of video that I make. I want you to like leave in a better mood than you came out. And I think like there's a lot of stuff that I could talk about that's like a downer, and I want to avoid that. Yeah. You don't have to talk about it. It's not like a trauma thing. Like I'm old enough that I could look back on it and like not feel any negative feelings. It's just more like I care more about you guys, right? I don't want you guys to have like, yeah. We're hella okay with your stories. I mean, yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you a little bit of info and it'll give you like a good reason to like move on. And then we can just move on to a happier topic, right? It was family. I got stabbed by family, which is like not a good situation to be in, right? It's like a downer. There's no story there. It's like not a happy story. So it's just kind of like, okay, we can move on. Yeah. No. It's not like, yeah. It's don't worry about it. I'm old. I've worked past that a long time ago. Yeah. No. We're happy. Let's move on. Both caller oof. You guys seem really, really interested in Goth Girl. I have noticed that. Great person. Just like a really good person. I hope she got like crazy laid in college. I want only the best for her. She's just a really good friend. Just a good friend. Goths are super based. Exactly. We lost contact, but I do hope, like, she's a really good friend through like a pretty difficult part of my life. Like, she's just a good person. What did you just say? I mean, I'm sure you guys know. I grew up like outside of like a big city. So it's just very tough to be like that in a situation like that. That's all I'll say about that. She used to talk all the time about how like, oh man, as soon as we graduate, I'm going to get the hell out of this town. And she did. She did. Goth girls in chat, I'm shooting my shot for real. Make sure they're into that, man. Make sure they're into that, all right? Albert Scoot, thank you very much for the super chat. You're going to get a tassel ornament for the spear. Bro, can I talk about that? I want to make two modifications to my spear, okay? I want to make two modifications to my spear. One, I want to add langets to it. Do you know what a langet is? A langet is a piece of metal that's been bolted to the upper shaft of the spear, closer to the point. And it's to add additional protection against, like, being damaged, right? And the other thing that I want to add is I want to definitely add some type of, like, cloth to prevent blood from, like, dripping down onto, for lack of a better word, the shaft. Because a slippery shaft is, like, really bad for a spear. You want, like, a firm grip on the shaft of your spear. You can't properly, like, stab anything. Your spear's too slippery. Okay. I feel like I need to clarify myself. Have you ever seen a spear and it's got like a piece of cloth tied to the top of it? Do you know why they do that? Do you know why they do that? They do it to prevent blood from like getting past the point of the spear. That's like actually what it's for. That's like the purpose of it. It's on you. Anyway. Too loud. Yeah, too loud. I wasn't even trying to ask anything about it. I was just going to get ornaments for the spear. Albert, you did this to me. Albert, I fell for your bait, hook, line, and sinker. You led me to saying something that could get me in trouble. You did this to me. Anyways, no, we're good. We're good. We're good, Albert. Don't worry about it. I'm just yanking your chain. Don't worry about it. Doesn't that imply that you're actually going to use the spear for its intended purpose? Can I make a point? Can I make a point? I'm a very cheap person, which means I would very rarely ever buy something that like didn't have any like practical purpose. So I'm always like thinking about like how am I going to practically use this thing that I bought for impractical purposes, right? Rabbit imitation is pyon pyon in Japanese. Please say. Did I already say it? Pyon pyon. Is it pyon or pyon? Pyon 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 pyon. Okay. All right. Are you growing an attachment to your spear? Only senpai and remote. I've never stabbed an animal, Vesper Noir. I stabbed a tree trunk plenty of times. Dude, retail therapy for a reason. I won't deny that. I won't deny that, like, I bought the spear because I was feeling sad and I wanted to feel better. But once I had it in my hands, I was like, okay, I should probably, like, prepare it for use, right? Can you do the Joker line where he said, Batman, I caught a lopunny? What? Desmond method. Deny involvement. Equivocate ruthlessly. Zigzag liability. Maintain innocence. Organize reprisal. Nullify oppression. Destroy evidence. The Desmond method. I love it. You see that? The Desmond method. I should send that to him. Hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. I should get permission first. Verdindy, can I tweet that at Dez? Verdindy, can I get, like, a confirmation that I can tweet that at Dez? I'll give you credit. Can I tweet that at Dez? It's going too fast. I can't. Did they... Absolutely. Cool. I see it. I see the confirmation. Let's go. Oh, I'm feeling it. Okay. magnate. Oh, I'm feeling it, Scoobert. There we go. I'm feeling it. Okay. Magne Desmond. Is this the right one? Yeah, it should be, because we follow each other. Okay. Can I get a crumb of retweet? Vesties, just give me a crumb of retweet. I beg you. He's cooking right now. He's boiling. Let him cook. I really have to use the restroom. I want to continue chatting because I'm feeling chatty tonight. I'm feeling really, really chatty, but I need to use the restroom. Can you guys let me use the restroom? Or you guys don't leave, all right? Can you guys wait for me? Vesper, go to bed. Let me chat for like 20 more minutes and I'll go to bed, okay? But I need to use the restroom because, you know, alcohol. It is what it is, right? All right, give me back. Give me a second. I'll be right back. All right. What the fuck? What is this? What's this? What is this emote? What is this? Oh, it's a boar. It's a pig. Who started that? Is that my like Ant Nation thing? Like my version of Ant Nation is like pigs, like wild pigs. Hammer Chuckery, thank you very much for the super chat. Thank you so much. Scatter. Boar Nation. Well, I prefer boars over ants. I think boars will beat ants any day, right? Oh, unless it's like the freaky ants from Indiana Jones 4. Oh my god. Scatter. Pig Squire. The Hog Rider. 30 to 50 out of them. The boars are coming for me when you're spearless. Well, he doesn't have his spear. Boris supplied bacon. Des just begs for ants, so pudding all over the place. It's not just pudding, it's also just like, in general, the food that he eats is just everywhere. Does pudding attract boars? I would imagine so, right? I feel the average boar would look at a bowl of pudding and just be like, yeah, I'm going to put my mouth in that. Yeah. No? Any boars? Can you guys like weigh in and comment? This is true. Yeah. Vest boar. Noir boar. Is a boar? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Totally, right? Totally. No, 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 no. This is not a ploy to try to reveal the boars that are like in our little Twitter space right now. No, 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 no. Ignore that person. That person's a doubter. Don't worry about it. Boars, you're safe here. You're safe here. Come on, come on, come on, come on up. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on up. Come on. Reveal yourselves. It's okay. You're safe. You're safe. Exactly. I can't spear you. I don't have my spear with me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm scared. Does year of the boar count? Is that now? I don't actually know. I don't really keep track of like horoscopes or anything like that. I'm not the type of person, because I knew a bunch of people in college that were just like nasty about that, especially like horoscopes. Is it okay to talk about this? I think it's fine. I can't really tell you. Is you're the rabbit? Okay, yeah. People that were in my major tended to be like really snide towards like horoscope stuff. The zodiac stuff. Yeah, they tended to be like really like, oh, superstitious, blah, 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 right? And I remember like thinking when I was in college, like, dude, let them do what they want. How does it hurt you at all to let people like care about stuff like that, right? I don't know. I personally don't know anything about. No, no, no. I do take like slight offense when people mistake astronomy for astrology. Astronomy and astrology are like very, very different. They're completely different. Like they don't overlap at all. I would say like as close to zero overlap as you can. But aside from that, I think it's fine. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah, let them cook. Let them cook. Yeah, they're not hurting anybody. Exactly. The random number generator works in mysterious ways. There's such a strong scam business around this stuff. Yeah, definitely, like, people that are, like, vulnerable can lose, like, a lot of money, right? But the thing is, like, you can do that for a lot of things, right? You can do that for a lot of things. I know there's, like, a lot of, like, medicine, too, that's just, like, I don't know, man. Yeah, homeotherapy, yeah. In general, I think, like, as long as you're not trying to get people to give away their life savings, you just let them do that. Yeah. You just let them do that. Yeah, tarot card readings is fun. It's just fun. Holy fur, thank you very much for the super chat. Holy shit. Thank you very much. There's no message attached to it. You just drop it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, snake oil is like, yeah. Like the copium business. No. Copium is Copium is completely legitimate. I would never ever suggest it is not menacing, I guess, but Copium is very much legitimate and good, and everybody should be taking like a daily dose of copium, right? Should I like delve into like horoscopes and astrology? Let me think. There's one like specific point that I want to like point out. The part of it that I am thinking of that I encountered in college was like the people that are into horoscopes and they look at like compatibility, right? With romantic partners and stuff like that. Now, I don't know anything about horoscopes at all. I don't personally believe in it in any level, but a lot of people like take that whole matchmaking element of horoscopes like very, very seriously. That's not really something that you can scam people out of, right? Like you're not making money out of that. They just like each one has like two that they're compatible with and two that they're not compatible with, if I'm like correct, right? And I understand that like a lot of people would just be like, oh, like you shouldn't do stuff like that because it's just you're it's wrong and like there's no basis in it and blah 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 blah. I would argue that like I'm just gonna say it straight up. If you disagree with this, I hope that you don't take it personally, and then I think that you're wrong on it. This is just like a personal belief of mine. I think most relationships are doomed to fail at some point, right? At some point, like most relationships are doomed to fail. So whether you like rule someone out or whether like you go into it because of like a presupposition that like, oh, your signs match up, right? That honestly like doesn't like affect the end at all, right? Because you're gonna break up with like 99% of people that you get with. It's just like the grim fact of like being in a relationship, like it's just going to end 99% of the time, right? So you could think of like a horoscope that like gets people, it's like a magic feather, right? If it gives you the confidence to get out there and go for it, then that's good. Then here's the thing. Just because like it ended doesn't mean that it wasn't worth it, right? You get into a relationship, you have a good time. Whatever happens, and then it ends. You shouldn't regret that because it's a good experience, right? Hopefully, it's a good experience. So it's just like if you need a magic feather to give you the confidence that, like, oh, this person might be the one. They might be worth it. I should just and then just do it. Just have fun. 99 is a bit high. I personally think it's a little bit low. I thought I was being like middle ground, right? My personal thought is like 99.999. Actually, I think 100%. Because death will separate all couples. The cold, clammy hand of death will separate all couples in the end. Oh my god. It's getting dark. Holy shit, it's getting dark. We're losing him. Base, hold your ground. That's not to say that the people that it's really important to them, I'm not saying that you're wrong. What I'm saying is that you're right, right? Whatever you find significance in life in, you should go for it 100%. And fuck the haters, fuck the doubters, fuck the people that are telling you that you're wrong. If it's important to you, go for it like 100%. And take whatever comes your way that will give you the confidence to go at it at 100%. And I think that's like the benefit of horoscopes. Is that weird? That being like this is like after me saying like I don't really think about that at all and I don't yeah. Doubters need to get rooted. He really is heavy. Back in college I was in a major that like pretty much 100% of the people that I was like taking classes with like really disliked horoscopes. Really disliked them. And I remember thinking like when I was taking classes, I was just like, just let them cook. this is like the perfect example of like, let them cook, right? A non-horoscope person isn't going to be right for a horoscope person either. Exactly. 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 I think, you know, in a world where like, in a world where there's too much doubt, there's too many like haters, if there's anything that'll give you the confidence to go for the things that you love, even if that thing is not grounded in logic, it's still useful to you as a person, right? If it gives you the confidence is everything, right? And you should go for the things that you want to do and like fuck the doubters. Just do what you want. A relationship is like a pizza. A whole pizza is like a healthy one. Half of one of it has complications and one slice left means depression. I don't know. I have my own personal opinions on relationships, but I think I should a Teslascope. Okay, but which horoscope system are you using though? Raven's Eagle, I personally don't really think about that at all or care for any of that stuff. But I think the people that do care for it, like absolutely, it can do good things for them. It can lead them down to like a bad path too, but you have to understand that like if they're using it in a healthy way and it just gives them the confidence to like go for something that they already, that's really all it is. It's like confirmation bias, right? Like they already know that they want to like go for someone or something, right? But like they're unsure, right? And if this thing gives them the confidence to go for it, then it can only be a good thing. It's a magic feather moment. Relationships are cheesy. What if I'm my worst doubter? Ray Jaggy, you're like me then. We're very similar. I doubt myself a lot. I don't know if my case will work for you. I don't know if my case will work for you, but I think I became a lot more proactive in going for the things that I wanted to go for when I realized that I was a failure and I was doomed to die in obscurity. Such a sad thing to say. I had like a moment of clarity where it's just like, oh, I'm a failure. I'm doomed to die in obscurity. So nothing I do really matters as long as I'm not hurting other people. So I can, as long as I'm not hurting other people, I can do literally whatever I want and it doesn't matter. And it gave me a lot more freedom, whereas before I was just very worried about the things that I was doing. Mostly family, right? And it's just like, oh, you have to be careful about what you're doing. Like, you don't want to shame your family. You don't want to, like, make it hard for the people that love you and stuff like that, right? And then I had, like, an epiphany moment where it's just like, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. So just do it. Just go for it as hard as you can. Just go for the things that you want to do as hard as you can, because ultimately it doesn't matter. Yeah, you might make your family cringe, but it's fine. And it gave me a lot more freedom to do the things that I wanted to do. It's like the concept of positive nihilism. Kind of. Yeah, kind of. What if I like hurting other people? It's a very like, because your name is Crazy Man, right? Don't. I get that you like doing it, but just don't hurt other people. Just don't do it. Or only hurt people in a safe environment where they want to be hurt. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm getting at here? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? There are safe and consensual environments where you can hurt somebody and they're like, cool, more of that, please, right? And then do that. That's not me, but that's what the spear is for. Become a lawyer. Yeah, crazy man. Become a lawyer. please see, you're just starting. Vesper would know because he's an M. I'm not an M. I'm not. Written contracts and everything. Vesper, you declared that you were an M. I did not. You weren't listening carefully enough. I declared that on a spectrum of S to M, I was more an M than an S. It doesn't mean that I'm an M. I'm just saying that I'm very much not an S. I hate the idea of hurting other people. Yeah. I don't like it. Like, it makes me feel really bad. The idea that I hurt another person's, like, feelings. I hurt anything like that. I don't like that. It's a good question that I like to tell people so I can get, like, a good feel for, like, what type of person they are, right? Can I use it on you guys? I actually, this is a question that I ask people that I'm, like, getting to know, like, fairly often. This is what I ask them, okay? Which one to you would feel worse? Getting hurt by another person or hurting another person? Like, which one to you is, like, worse? And for me, it feels an order of magnitude worse to hurt another person. Because they're both bad. Can we agree that, like, neither is better, right? I don't like getting hurt. No, I don't like it, right? I don't like hurting other people. They're both, like, a negative situation, but which one to you is worse? There's nothing wrong with, like, there's no wrong answer to this question. Getting hurt, hurting others, yeah. I think if we're going to use Tempest I'm going to use Tempest as an example of this question where, like, neither is wrong, right? I think Dez and Axel think that being hurt is worse. And I think Altair and I think that hurting other people is worse. And all jokes of us being, like, a guild of villains aside, I think all four of us are good people. I think we're, like, objectively good people, right? We're just different in a lot of different ways. Right? Poll? That's fair. This is not a statement that, like, oh, like, X is better than Y. Because you're choosing, like, the worst of two really bad situations, right? Yeah. Hurting others for sure, especially if you're just joking around. Yeah. Extrovert versus introvert. Ragus probably thinks otherwise. Maybe. You're fair to think so. It's not a question of M versus S. It's not. This is, like, more, it's more vague than that. The trolley problem. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, if neither of us deserves it, then it's worse to hurt others. Can I point something out, Bonta-kun? Can I point something out? And this is something that I didn't really realize until I got, like, a lot older. I don't know if you guys will believe this, right? But I think even if you're sure without, like, any shadow of a doubt that this person deserves to get hurt, if you hurt them, it still doesn't feel good. It's not a good feeling. Because I know a lot of people have this idea that, like, punishing people that deserve to be punished is a good thing and you'll feel good at the end, right? But it still doesn't feel good. Like, from being in a position to have been able to do that, it doesn't matter whether they deserve it or not. Even if they deserve it, after you hurt them, it still doesn't feel good. Yeah. It does. Purple Sky Morning. You're a magmite for sure. No. Shadenfraud is good. It definitely feels good to watch people that deserve it get hurt. I'm not denying that. I love seeing that. I love Shadenfraud a lot. It's really fun to see people that deserve it getting hurt. But when you are the person that is hurting them, you would think, like, oh, because it's fun to see people that deserve it get hurt, it must also be fun to hurt people that deserve to get hurt. When you are the one dispensing the pain, it doesn't feel good the way that you think it'll feel good. Does that make sense? it's a weird situation, and I understand that, like, if you're younger, like, you might not be able to understand the distinction, but it's there. It's definitely there. You can always just make it quick and painless. People are self-righteous. I think, like, it's my favorite scene from The Dark Knight, right? Do you remember that scene where they're on the boat and the two boats are, like, one is full of normal people and one is full of convicts, and they both have, like, the detonator and they can, like, blow each other up, right? And then there's that dude, the businessman in the suit, and he's like, I'll be the bad guy. Like, I'll be the one that, like, blows them up. They deserve it, right? But he can't do it, right? He can't do it. Because there's one thing from being able to, like, understand that somebody, quote unquote, deserves it. But then when you have, like, the trigger in your hands, like, you just can't do it, right? Yeah. Watching someone that deserves to get punished and, like, taking satisfaction from that and being the one that, like, actually physically hurts them to punish them is, like, a huge distinction. There's, like, miles and miles apart. Cowards. Okay. I understand that, like, not everybody's like me. And I'm not saying that you're wrong, because I do think that we need people like that. But that's not me. And I think most people, like, don't have the ability to do that.
It would be extremely painful for you.
Hey, Kunia Vias, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. Oh, Hawaii. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Happy New Year, Hawaii. Happy New Year. Yep. That would make the better world a better place if they chickened out. That's why firing squads give one dude a blank instead of a bullet, because the mental strain is so tough, everybody can pretend that they didn't shoot. Interesting. I didn't know that. Vesper, I was just wondering, what is your MBTI type? Lumafall. I'm worried that I'm going to, like, piss people off by saying this, but in my personal opinion, the MBTI is, like, not that much different from a horoscope, because both of them fail test retest, which is, like, the key element to, like, something that is, like, scientifically reproducible is test retest, right? And the number one element of an MBTI test that, like, the number one factor that'll change MBTI is time of the day. People are different personalities in the morning after they wake up than at night before they go to sleep. That being said, I can tell you what my type is if you want. I know what my MBTI type is, but not my horoscope type. Does anybody know what my horoscope type is? February 13th? Can somebody give me, like, my horoscope type, MBTI? February 13th? Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius. I don't know what an Aquarius is. Like, I don't actually know. Okay. The person that taught me how to think and read is an INTJ. And when I am in problem-solving mode, I think I test as an INTJ. When I'm in my normal mode where I'm just, like, watching anime or whatever and just enjoying life, I think I'm an INTP. INTP. I'm a very different person when I'm in work mode than when I'm in, like, normal mode. And I'm an INTP normally, and then when I'm in work mode and I'm trying to solve a problem, I'm INTJ. Yep. I don't even know what mine is supposed to be. It's just confusing, right? It's very, very confusing. Hey, Vesper, it's kind of late here, and I do need to get some sleep. Love to talk. You're great. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Yakin. Thank you for chatting with us. I appreciate it. I think I'm going to wind down as well. I said I'd go for about 20 minutes. I want to finish it off, and then we can end. So basically, the personality test. The main reason is just like test, retest, right? In order for it to have like scientific standing, like you have to be able to like reproduce it consistently over and over and over again. And you can't do that with MBTI. Myers-Briggs, like you just can't. Yeah, very true. You operate differently from when you're normal versus when you're stressed. You operate differently from right after you wake up than right before you go to sleep. You're just like your mind changes from time to time. When you're hungry, your MBTI changes. Did you guys know that? Literally, when you're hungry, your MBTI setting changes. So it's like, how could you possibly use that in a consistent way? Yeah. It changes when you're hungry. That being said, I don't think it's a bad thing. In the same way that I don't think astrology is bad, I don't think MBTI is bad. I don't think it's bad. I got INTP the last time I took the test. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just, you should take it with a grain of salt, right? You're not you when you're hungry. Exactly, exactly. Angry Potter. Yeah, Lumafall, I hope I didn't make you feel bad or like I was like insulting something that you take very seriously. I think it's good. I think it's a good thing. I think it's useful. It's just some people just like, they go in, right? They go in. Nick Thorne, thank you very much for the super chat. Thanks for a great 2022, Grandpire. What's the one thing you're looking forward to in 2023? Ooh. D&D. Definitely D&D. Wasn't MBTI created by a parent-child pair of fiction writers? I actually don't know what the source is at all. They're great conversation starters. Yeah. It's convenient for introspection. Yeah, I would agree with that. Normally I'm a magmite, but when I'm hungry, I'm a vestie. I'm always hungry. Who am I then? Val, you might be Axel. You might be Doctor, Gladiator, Tensai and Hentai, Serios Axel, if you're always hungry. There's a non-zero chance of you actually being Axel. Source, I made it the fuck up. Vesper Karaoke 2023. I'm gonna try to do karaoke for my birthday, but I'm just like not confident at all. I'm not confident, but I have to try, right? I can't be the only boy that doesn't do it for their birthday. We believe in you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll do my best. Vesper brand Snickers. Oh my god. People will cite you as a sauce. Vesper birthday soon. I know it's coming up. I'm a little worried. We would enjoy it regardless. That makes me happy. I understand that, like, the Vesties, you guys will support me even if it's, like, not the best compared to the other guys, but I'm just, like, a tryhard. Like, I don't have the confidence, right? It comes back to, like, confidence, right? Anything that'll give me confidence, even if it's, like, not objectively true, right, can help. I just need to find, like, the horoscope, the MBTI thing that gives me the confidence to do a karaoke stream. Even if, like, objectively, like, the skill required to put on a good karaoke stream is, like, not there yet. Yet. Hey, yo, what's up, guys? It's your favorite doctor, gladiator, hitman, assassin, tentai, tensai, etchi, nanichan, info, enjoyer. Your horoscope says that we will like it. Get vocal lessons. Yeah, I was thinking about it. find your karaoke signer type. How about you listen to the besties? I can't tell you that. I can't tell you what my zodiac sign is. I can't. Although, I guess because it goes by year, it can go like 500 years into the past. And it's just like, yeah, think about that. There you go. Bro, My Chemical Romance is my jam. I want to sing My Chemical Romance so bad. You know what would be like the most appropriate My Chemical Romance song to sing? As like me, Vesper Noir, the resident scholar of the Adventurers Guild. I have to sing Teenagers Scare the Shit Out of Me. So like on brand for who I am as a person. Teenagers scare the living shit out of me because it's true. Oh, so funny. Okay, I think I'm gonna end this space soon. Thank you for hanging out. I really appreciate it, everybody. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you guys have a great New Year. All right, you guys got to take care of yourselves. If you're going through a rough time, you just need to endure. Right? You'll wait out the crappy things that are weighing you down, and then life will get better. And I think 2023 might be the year that like it gets really good for all of us. Right? So darken your clothes, or strike a violent pose. Oh, nobody strikes a violent pose like your Uncle Vesper. Nobody strikes a violent pose like your old Uncle Vesper. Okay. And sorry for burping. That was like really not cool. Okay. Take care, everybody. Good night. Oh my God. I'm so tired.